Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith. Thank you for joining me. And we are looking at some very significant, intriguing passages of Scripture in terms of God's will for us, the things that He looks for in His children. And I've entitled this message, The Blessings of Stability. But we're going to be looking at an Old Testament character. His name is Reuben, who was the firstborn of Jacob, who lost the entitlement that was should have been rightfully his because of instability. And I shared a passage from Genesis 49:3-4. And at this point in time, Jacob is sensing his return to the Lord, if you will, is imminent, that he was approaching death. And so, as was the custom, he called all of his sons together and he pronounced prophetic proclamations over them, things that were inspired by the Holy Spirit and that would describe not only their own life, but the things that would occur in their heritage, their children. And so he begins with his firstborn, which is, of course, Reuben. And let me read that verse 4 again. He said, "Unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, then defilest thou it. He went up to my couch." Basically, another translation says, because you were uncontrolled, the first place will not be yours. For when you mounted your father's bed, you brought disgrace. So what we see is Reuben loses the right of preeminence as the firstborn son, the firstborn heir of Jacob. Now, let's look a little more closely at what this is referring to. And there was an event before this time that was recorded. It was Rachel's death. And then let's go to chapter 35 and verse 22. The word says in verse 22, "And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land," that was Jacob. His name was changed by the angel of the Lord to Israel. "It came to pass that Reuben, his firstborn son, went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it." And then it goes on to list the sons of Jacob who were 12. And so this was a very serious thing that he had done. There were two charges. He did this: when you mounted your father's bed, you brought disgrace. And also the fact that he was unstable. That was even mentioned before this terrible act that he committed. "And it came to pass," I'll read that again, "when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went up and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. And when Israel," or Jacob, "heard it, he was greatly offended." Now, who was Bilhah? Well, that was Jacob's concubine, and she was mother to two of Reuben's blood brothers, Dan and Naphtali. Rachel, the beloved wife, was childless, and therefore she had given Bilhah to Jacob. So basically what he did, he had committed adultery with his father's concubine. Why was this so serious? Well, obviously, it was a gross sin before the Lord, but also on a individual level, if you will, it surely was a lack of personal respect for his father. As a son, a child of his father, it was a blatant lack of respect for his father. And also, it not only in terms of personally, but there was a disregard, this act, of the station or position of Israel as the patriarch. God called him especially. He was anointed of God. And so he was dishonoring God's system of authority. What were the, you know, so long before, when God gave the Ten Commandments, he said, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the earth. And what he did was a tremendous abuse and gross sin against the command of the Lord, as well as Jacob personally. Remember, there was another instance, the three sons of Noah, that Ham, one of the sons, we don't know all the circumstances, but he Noah had drunken a lot of wine, and so he lay upon his bed, and he gazed upon the nakedness of his father, something the two sons did not do. They went backwards with a quilt or blanket, if you will, and covered him up. So he did that, and he was cursed. Also, another example in Scripture of such an affront was when, remember, David was fleeing for his life. His son Absalom had ingratiated himself with Israel, you know, settling their disputes in the gate. Well, if I was king, I would have done this for you. He laid with David's concubines when David was fleeing Jerusalem. Those concubines were left behind in Jerusalem, and that was absolutely a public affront to his father as king. And beloved, when people do such things, they're not only touching the person, they're touching the things of God, the anointed of God. Do you remember David was anointed by Samuel, said that he would be a king of Israel, that Saul had found displeasure with the Lord, he was being removed as king. But David, even though the Spirit of God had left Saul, he would not touch him. Saul was after him to kill him, and he had opportunities numerous times recorded in Scripture, but he would not touch or kill the anointed of God. He left Saul's ultimate destiny as far as his earthly life in the hands of God. And of course, we know both Saul and Jonathan, his sons, were killed in the Battle of Gilboa. So when we understand this, that not only are we doing injustice to the person, but when we touch those in authority, I mean, you're coming against, if anyway, I mean, you have to realize you're just, well, I don't like that leader, that, you know, the teacher of the Bible study or that pastor, I've got a problem. You know, we need to be careful when we say such things. Now, that doesn't mean that what they are doing may be unrighteous. It may not be right, but let's not touch the anointed of God, all right? That is the lesson that needs to be learned. So, all right, what are the consequences of Reuben's actions? Let's go back to Genesis 49. Well, first of all, he forfeited the privilege of being the firstborn. He lost his birthright as the firstborn. And also, when you think of this, it was so far-reaching. As you go through Scripture and go on through the generations that followed, there is no judge, there's no prophet or prince that is found in recorded in Scripture that belonged to that tribe, the tribe of Reuben. Nor is there any person of renown. There's only two, and that is Dathan and Abiram. And they were infamous for their rebellion against Moses. Do you remember? I'm not going to take the time to turn, but they came, he said, you know, you take too much on yourself. We are also the anointed of God. We are God's people. And well, God dealt with them in a very severe and obvious and dramatic way. And the earth opened them up and swallowed them and all that they possessed. So as a tribe, beloved, you realize how significant that is? They virtually disappeared during the period of the judges. And so what do we see here? The mantle of leadership should have fallen on Reuben, but because of what he did, two things: dishonored his father's bed, and also, but the first thing, he was unstable as water. He didn't have the moral character to be able to be a true leader as the firstborn. And so what would occur next? Well, the mantle of leadership should have fallen on Simeon and Levi. They were the next eldest, but they also forfeited that honor because of their violence and anger. Let me read Genesis 49, verses 5 and 6, because right after Reuben, in chapter 49, Jacob issues this prophetic declaration. Simeon and Levi are brethren. Instruments of cruelty are in their habitations. O my soul, come not thou into their secret, into close fellowship with them, if you will, unto their assembly. Mine honor, my character, my integrity, be not thou united, for in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they dig down a well. What a terrible thing to do when water was so precious in that time. Verse 7, the final statement is, cursed be their anger, for it was fierce, and their wrath, for it was cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Because of what they had done, they didn't have the leadership qualities to be able to carry on the rights, if you will, of the firstborn, which should have been handed to them. And what was the deal? Well, there was the incident at Shechem, if you recall. Obviously, their sister Dinah had been violated by the son of the king. She had been raped, and they slew all the males because of that. And verse 6 that I just shared with you indicates a continuation of their violence. Oh, my soul, stay away from them. May I never be party to their wicked plans, for in their anger they murdered a man, they destroyed a town, and maimed oxen just for fun. Okay, well, I guess that is pretty comprehensive. We don't have to question why they didn't gain the rights of the firstborn. Well, my time is gone, and we'll carry on tomorrow. I hope you're being instructed and inspired and blessed by the things that I'm sharing. Scripture is so rich. And so I want to thank you for your prayers. Thank you for joining me. I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you email and would like a personal response, do share your mailing address. But I will always confirm receipt as well as pray for you. I love you, my partners, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.